Vikings are off to a 5-3 start, and one of the guys largely responsible for that is Brian Robison, and he's our guest on Under the Lights. B-Rob, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. 5-3 through the first 8 games. How do you feel about the Vikings?
Well, you know, we came off the Tampa Bay game, and obviously we're not where we want to be. We want to be at 6-2, but we're not there. So we're at 5-3. You know, we've got a good start. You know, we're on pace to be 10-6, but obviously what we're looking forward to is these next 2 weeks, you know, with Seattle and Detroit. We got to make sure that we get 2 games in and try to get to 7-3 before the bye. If we can do that, we set ourselves in a good position. You know, coming in after a bye, we're going to have a tough little schedule. So we got to make sure we finish good.
So how do you guys, as a team, how do you look at it? How do you break the season down? Leslie talks a lot about breaking it into quarters, but he also talks a lot about just focusing on the one opponent that's right ahead of you. So when you're 5-3 and you're halfway through the season, do you look at what it'll take to get to the playoffs? Do you only focus on the next opponent? What's the team's attitude?
Well, I think there's 2 ways to do it. You could do it the quarter way that Frazier likes to do it. A lot of guys do it that way as well. But at the same time, you have to concentrate on the next game, because the most important game of the season is always the next one. And, you know, for us, it's Seattle this week. We got to make sure that we go in there. We're playing on in a hostile place on the road. We got to make sure we get come out of there with a win. We don't want to come back 5-4, because then that makes things really tough on us. We want to come back 6-3, looking for that seventh win going into the bye week.
So Seattle, they have Marshawn Lynch, who's one of the better running backs in the NFL. We have been historically very good against the run since you've been a Viking. We've been outstanding against the run the last couple games. A couple of guys have slipped through the cracks. So are we going to be able to fix it in time to stop Marshawn Lynch?
Well, I think that's the plan, and that'll be a key tell this week is how we practice. And we got to make sure we get back to the fundamentals, being sound in the run game, guys being in their gaps, doing the things that they're supposed to do, executing the defenses in order to stop Marshawn. Because if he's a guy that can get north and south on us, then he's a guy that can break into the second level, make guys miss. And he's got enough speed that he can break away with runs. You saw it against Detroit. So we got to make sure that we're very sound in the run game this week.
How about yourself? You got 4 sacks. You've been a productive player versus the run and the pass for us, but playing defensive end, you like to pin your ears back and get after the passer. How do you feel you're doing this season?
I feel like I'm doing well. You know, the sack numbers haven't come as well as I would have liked them have come, but, you know, I've been putting good pressure on the quarterback. I've been getting back there, wreaking a lot of havoc in the backfield, and that's kind of the main thing as a defensive end. You want to always make sure that offenses have to account for you, and if you're getting down there and you're hitting quarterbacks or you're making plays in the backfield, things like that, then you're doing your job.
You began your career as a reserve or one of the rotational guys, and you prove yourself to coaches and scouts on our team, and you ascend to a starting role. Do you really enjoy being in that role as a starter?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, you know, there's always, you know, compare and contrast of, you know, of what a rotational player and what a player, you know, as a starter player is. And really the thing with a starter is you have more time to set things up on offensive tackles and things like that. You get to feel the flow of the game, whereas, you know, a rotational player, you don't really get that aspect. A lot of times you're just going in there, pass downs, and you're just going, so you know it's passed. So that's kind of a good thing. You know, you don't have to worry about the run game a lot of times. You just kind of go after it. But with the starter role, you get a good feel of the game, you know, as far as snap counts and, you know, run, pass, feel, things like that. So it is a little bit different, but definitely I wouldn't give it up for anything.
Yeah, I remember when we drafted you, it was this guy can explode off the edge and pressure the passer. Have you had to change your game a little bit in becoming the starter to be more well-rounded and also be able to defend the run, especially playing the left defensive end in our scheme?
Well, I still think it's a work in progress. I really do. I don't think I've reached my full potential yet. I think the main thing with me is, you know, I've proven that I can be a pass rusher in this league. And so the knock on me was always, can he play a run? Well, I always knew in my mind that I could play the run. So it was a matter of proving it to everyone else. I believe I did that last year. And even now I look at it this year compared to last year, and I think I've made 10 times the strides that I was last year as far as playing the run, you know, being more vertical in the run game, things like that, getting tight ends in the backfield, things like that. So if I can just keep progressing the way I am and just become the ultimate player, three-down player.
So when you come off the edge, the moment right before a sack, what's going through a player's mind, specifically you, when you come off the edge and you're about to hit the quarterback, what's going through your mind?
Well, the thing that a lot of people don't understand is how hard it is to get a sack in this league. It really is hard because you can beat a guy clean and the quarterback might get rid of the ball, or you can beat a guy clean and then all of a sudden he just gets that one little shove on your hip to push you by. So really the one thing that once I clear myself of an offensive tackle, the first thing I think about is I really have to explode from that point on to make sure I get downhill on a quarterback or something like that. Because if you're at the top and you're leaning a little bit, but a guy gets enough on your hip, he's going to push you right by. Yeah. And that happens a lot in this league. I mean, you see it with Jared. You see it with myself. I mean, all guys across the league, it happens all the time. So it's really all about trying to, once you've defeated that offensive lineman, trying to almost run back downhill to where you can make sure that you get to the quarterback.
And it's harder for you. I mean, let's be honest about it. Jared, we're happy for him with 22 sacks and all that, but he's coming from the blind side. The quarterback can't see him. It's harder for you, man. The quarterback sees you coming.
Absolutely, and a lot of people don't understand that. That's why you have so many guys in this league that don't get a lot of sacks from the left end, is because probably 95% of your quarterbacks are right-handed. So, yeah. Of course, you can beat a guy clean and come in there. He sees you. He can step up. He can step back. He can do whatever he wants to do. Whereas, nine times out of ten, a right end, he's coming off the edge. Quarterback doesn't even see him. You hit him in the back, cause fumble, whatever. So, it is. It's a lot tougher for the left end. Plus, you get a lot more tight end, stuff over there, things like that. So you got to worry about those type of deals.
The Vikings have the most sacks in the NFL since the start of 2011. Why is that?
I just think it's our relentless pursuit. I really believe that's what it is. I mean, you've got talented guys all across this league. I mean, even in our division, you've got talented defensive lines. So really for us, it's about always pushing forward, always being relentless, just going 110 miles an hour to make sure that we get to the quarterback in any way possible we can.
It looks like it'd be a lot of fun to be doing that at Mall of America Field when it's incredibly loud, like it was and it has been all season and it has been during your career. That has to be a really great advantage for someone like you.
It really messes with the offense, especially when they're at the line trying to communicate. And you saw it in the Arizona game. You even saw it in the Tampa Bay game late, when the tide was starting to change a little bit.
Yep.
And that crowd really got loud, and they were having trouble communicating. They had to call some timeouts, things like that. And when you can do that, force teams into timeouts, it's huge.
Does that give you guys adrenaline and give you an extra push late in the game when you need it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, as a player, you always say, I don't need, fans to get me up, things like that. But it does. It really does. When the fans are loud like that, it really makes you want to play harder.
All right, man. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.